listen, nobody wants another 4 years like the last 4 years, and people from upstate would be, it would be, I can't think of a reason why anyone would vote for another New York City liberal Democrat if you're living in upstate. They have been sucking the economic life out of upstate New York, just crippling the private economy, increasing taxes, increasing mandates, and that has to stop. So if you look at 4 years ago, the people gave a team a chance, Bob. They voted for Eliot Spitzer and David Pattison and Alan Hevesy, the former controller, mm-hmm. and Andrew Cuomo. Two of those four have resigned in disgrace. One, David Pattison, is potentially facing a criminal indictment. And Andrew Cuomo has been asleep at the switch while corruption has burned through Albany. This is the crew that has raised our taxes by over $12 billion over the last 2 years in the middle of one of the worst recessions in recent history. This is a crew that increases spending by several times the rate of inflation year after year, is wasting our money. Special interests are in control. They've been abusing their offices. A couple of weeks ago, the Attorney General Andrew Cuomo showed up at a fundraiser, a birthday fundraiser for Charlie Rangel, in the aftermath of him being charged with 13 counts of ethics violations by a bipartisan group. And what did he do? Instead of criticizing him and calling him out, he toasted him. That's the message he sent to the ethically challenged people in Albany, basically, party on when I'm governor. And I think the people of New York look at that with disgust and with dismay. They want somebody who's got the guts to drive down spending and balance budgets and lower taxes, cap property taxes. I was the first candidate in this race to say we need to cap property taxes, and I will also, as governor, commit that I will stop or veto any more unfunded mandates. It's one of the reasons why we have higher property taxes. We need to stand with the taxpayer.